It's increasingly looking like working from home is a permanent thing. UK is set to confirm laws that would allow employees to request the right to work from home from their first day on the job. Currently, they have to wait at least 6 months. General Manager of Wellbeing and Skills Consulting Group, Jane Keneally, is with us on this. Jane, good morning to you.
Kia ora, Mike Hosking.
Big deal in this country? Yet or not?
It's happening in this country at the moment. I mean, I think we've all seen that the experiment's working. And I think the key thing that's come out of this, Mike, is that people really like to have that flexibility and that choice. And it gives them that sense of satisfaction. And organisations like Vodafone have actually been doing this for about 4 years. But I don't think we can ever underestimate the importance of sort of social connection and social belonging and learning through social interaction as well. So there's a place for the office, 100%. I mean, I miss my people. I'm a hug person, Mike. So I
I thought that was all banned these days, and you couldn't touch anybody and go within a million miles of anybody in case you were harassed.
Good point. I'm a sneaky hugger then. So that social interaction is really important, but the working from home thing has been really, really successful. And what I think it's driven is this whole notion that if an organisation can be flexible with me and I with them, then together we build trust and together we build, you know, a genuine culture of care. And that leads to, Mike, really profitable organisations. And if that's the breakthrough New Zealand needs to get our productivity goals lifted, then we're on the right track.
Well, a couple of questions have come out of that. My understanding was everyone went home because they sort of had to. Do we have, or are there companies with places or understandings or contracts in place now that says, you now employ me and I'm allowed to be at home? Like, that's part of my deal. Or have we just all gone home and at some point we'll have a conversation about maybe coming back or maybe not?
God, look, the drift towards having those arrangements has been happening for the last few years. I have one of those arrangements in place. It's written in my contract. As do many of the employees that I work with. So it's not uncommon. And in fact, it's been asked for more and more and more. And so whether organisations like it or not, this is what people want. They want a degree of control. And so it does get written into their employment agreement.
Does it come at a time?
That you work together.
Right. Does it come at a time, though, when people are desperate for workers? And if it wasn't that time at the moment, in other words, it was the opposite time, we might not be where we are.
Look, 100%, two things. One, COVID's been the gift that has given us this balance in our lives, you know, potentially around choice. But yes, you know, skill shortages are a crucial issue at the moment. And the employers that get their heads around flexible working arrangements will actually win in the talent stakes as well, because it just shows that they're prepared to bend and they'll work with the individual and they'll meet them in their right place. And it's great.
What about the CBD?
Economically.
What about all the downtown areas? Brisbane, apparently, I read, is on the edge. I mean, no one's back in Brisbane. They're going, well, hang on, we've got all this infrastructure and all these buildings and all these cafes. No one's here.
And look, I feel that too, actually, Mike. I think Wellington at the moment, you'll probably find the streets around Lambton Quay are pretty quiet. And all those people that have set up their businesses around, you know, a hustle-bustle city life. But I wonder whether or not some of them will translate out to other areas of the city. And that's where, you know, the money will be made with our lovely hospo people and cafes, etc. Because it is a worry, actually.
Exactly.
But really,
you've got to go where the people are. Jane, nice to talk with you. I appreciate it very much. Jane Keneally. I was reading numbers out of Australia. I can't remember what they were, but it's thousands of dollars a year. The moment you don't commute, you don't use your car, you don't spend the petrol, you don't have the hassle, you don't have the stress, you're staying at home. And that's actually worth dollars in the bottom line to you.